Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III from LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast entitled Developing a Culture of Mission in the Local Church, Part 4, Be an Answer to Prayer. Jesus understood that the task of reaching unharvested people is great. He also realized that his time here on earth was short and that his personal ministry was limited in scope by the fact that he could only be one place at a time. He asked his disciples to pray that God would raise up more workers to join him in the harvest. The beginning of the larger answer to this prayer occurred on Pentecost Sunday when the Holy Spirit was poured out on his disciples, thereby launching the church's apostolic missionary efforts in the world. After the Holy Spirit filled multitudes of his disciples, Jesus' ministry was greatly expanded. Matthew 9:37 and 38 reads, "Then he said to his disciples, 'The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly for the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.'" By context, in the above passage, we understand that Jesus asked God to send people with a shepherd's heart to help the harassed and helpless who fill our communities. Many of us think that officially designated evangelists are the ones who bear the responsibility for reaching the harvest. But this is not what Jesus prayed. The Holy Spirit is raising up an army of compassionate shepherds to enter the world of the lost and the hurting with the gospel invitation to be reconciled to God. In their desperation, many lost and hurting people cry out to God for help. I have knocked on more than one door to find the resident had been praying for God to send someone to them. What a privilege it is to be the answer to someone's prayer. What a responsibility we have when we begin to pray for God to raise up laborers in the harvest. Why would we imagine that we are not among those who should be at work? It is one thing to pray, but quite another to obey. If our prayers for the lost do not result in our inserting ourselves into the harvest field, we are only playing at church, shadowboxing, so to speak. Prayer should lead to doing. Will you be an answer to your own prayer? Will you answer God's call as Isaiah did in Isaiah 6:8, where he said, "And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And then I said, Here I am, send me."